was all that mattered to me. Only Fee seemed to understand how I felt, up to a point anyway. I couldn't help thinking that she didn't quite see it the way I did. That surprised me, I've got to admit. I didn't want to look like a wimp compared to the others. I wanted to be stronger than everyone. Fee had her own strengths, I knew that of course, but I liked to think that I was more of a leader than her. Yet here she was saying pretty well straight away that she'd go, while I sat there in shock, dithering, wanting to go off for a few years and think about it. I was actually angry at her. That was the crazy thing. Or maybe not so crazy. After all, I was angry at everyone. Might as well include her. It started when we'd been in New Zealand almost 5 months. We'd escaped from a nightmare, or we thought we had. The truth is, there's no escape from some nightmares. This one followed us across the Tasman. They'd airlifted us out of our own country after it was invaded. We'd arrived in New Zealand, burnt and injured and shocked, with broken bones and scars inside and out. We'd lost contact with our families. We'd seen our friends die. We'd caused other people to die by our own deliberate actions. We were just typical survivors of war, I guess. And then it all started again. It was the end of spring, moving into summer, the bushfire season. And that's appropriate because the whole thing began a bit like a bushfire. You know how it is. First you hear warnings on